From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. An intensive search is underway for two members of the U.S. Navy who are missing in Afghanistan. They apparently drove into insurgent-held territory on Friday. There are reports that one may have been killed and the other is being held prisoner, but NPR's been told that's not the case by a Taliban spokesman. The BBC's David Loyne in Kabul says the situation surrounding the men is still very unclear.
This was a very, very strange situation, completely out of the ordinary in Afghanistan, where two U.S. Soldiers, well, actually, we believe them to be Navy service personnel, dressed in their American camouflage uniform, set out from their base on Friday without any other protection towards a known Taliban-held area. A guard in the bazaar of the town of Shark saw them and challenged them, but they carried on driving through. And he was trying to warn them that it was dangerous where they were going.
The BBC's David Loyne reporting from Kabul. A weakening storm system in the Gulf of Mexico is allowing vessels to head back to the area above BP's damaged oil well. But Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the weather is blamed for delaying the operation by at least a week.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the intricate process of reassembling the drilling operation in the Gulf is now underway. He says ships have their own schedules for getting away from a storm and coming back online.
Each vessel has its own threshold based on the number of people that are on board, the speed of advance, what they have to do to prepare to leave. And it actually becomes a call with the local company and the people that are in charge of those vessels because safety of personnel is paramount. And so we're going to be playing a cat and mouse game for the remainder of the hurricane season.
Weather forecasts call for storm conditions to push oil onto some beaches while pulling it away from others. Choppy seas could also help spread the oil slick and break up tar balls. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Residents of the eastern U.S. can expect to sweat it out again today. Much of the region is caught in another heat wave. Temperatures have been in the upper 90s and have even topped 100, but relief could be coming. Corey Mead is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We've actually got a storm system moving through the Great Lakes right now, and there's a fairly vigorous cold front that's associated with that. And so it looks like over the next 1 to 2 days, areas from the northern plains eastward across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the northeast, we'll get a reprieve from the heat and humidity.
Paramedics in Maryland say the heat and humidity likely played a role in the death of a 20-year-old cyclist. It's heavy rain that's causing problems in the Midwest. In Chicago, officials say more than 7 inches of rain fell yesterday, flooding parts of interstates and commuter train tracks. In eastern Iowa, a dam failed, threatening the small town of Hopkinton. One local official there is predicting significant property losses. You're listening to NPR News. 5 suspected militants have been killed in the second drone strike in the region of Pakistan in as many days. Officials say an unmanned aircraft fired 4 missiles at a house in a tribal area on the border of North and South Waziristan. The strike also wounded 4 suspected militants. Authorities in Germany today are investigating a deadly stampede at the Love Parade, an annual techno music and dance festival. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, 19 people were crushed to death and more than 300 remain hospitalized after there was massive panic in a tunnel.
Police and witnesses in the western German city of Duisburg say the problem started when thousands of people converged from several directions on a large tunnel passageway, the only entrance and exit to the festival, after police closed the parade grounds because of overcrowding. Using loudspeakers, police told people trying to enter to turn around and walk back in the other direction. Something sparked a panic in the tunnel, and deadly chaos ensued. Police and Love Parade organizers are already coming in for harsh criticism that the party site, a defunct railway yard, was too small and that local authorities were woefully unprepared for a free music festival attended by hundreds of thousands of people. Germans also want to know why there was only one main entrance and why more emergency medical technicians were not on site. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Cycling's Tour de France wraps up today with a largely ceremonial ride through Paris. Barring a catastrophe, Spain's Alberto Contador is set to capture his 3rd Tour title in 4 years after retaining the leader's yellow jersey yesterday. All he has to do today is avoid a crash or a mechanical failure. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.